for the 23rd of December, 2012, post-apocalyptic Christmas show.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about
Radio Mysterioso.
Hey, it's Radio Mysterioso here for a couple days before Christmas 2012. The world did not end, or if it did, it ended in a different universe, and we're still here. Or a different reality, or a different rail of causality. Whatever you want to call it. I was busy the last couple days, and I still have all my Christmas music, although I wanted to set something up. I do have plenty of stuff, a couple of new things, and we should get it rolling. I would like to record this, which I will, and post it, I would hope, before Christmas Day, so you can listen to all this tomorrow, anyone who might be listening on podcast. There's a few here on live, but most people listen to it on podcast. The lucky ones get to hear all the mistakes and horrible things that on the live show. So let's start out with an old favorite here. I think it's George Bush reading Night Before Christmas. Edited a bit.
How are you? Good.
Good morning.
Nice to see you all.
The name of the book I'm going to read is The Night Before Christmas. Twas the night before Christmas. Was stirring when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Not even a two dogs and a cat. That's good. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had went out on the lawn. There arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up on the breast of the new-fallen snow. Whew. That's what happens when you're the president. So here he is, looking out the window, right? Great big trees with snow all over them. Is it real snow on the trees, do you think?
No.
So up to the housetop, St. Nicholas came with ashes and soot, and St. Nicholas, too. He went up to the top of the roof. A right jolly old elf came with a
mouse.
That's hard to do, isn't it? That's very good. And Mama in her stockings, a side of his nose, and he whistled and shouted and threw up on Donder and Blitzen. That's good. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. He was chubby and plump, a reindeer. Or
Mouse.
The coursers, they flew, then turned with a jerk, and the beard on his chin went straight to his work. What color was his nose? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be a mouse. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, with a sleigh full of toys, I had nothing to dread. Yes, sir, have you got a question or something you want to say?
Does everybody read at home a little bit every day?
Yes, ma'am, I can't wait to practice reading. Are you ready? Okay. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, happy stockings to all. And to all, ashes and soot. The end. Now.
Okay, kiddies, it's Christmas Eve. Time for Betty Bye. Look, what story in your hit the sack, huh?
All right, Uncle Stan. How about The Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean the poem. Say it, please. Huh, please.
Okay, okay. Close your eyes, huh? Now, get the picture. I was this here a dark night, see? And there was, like snow. And this house was sitting out there, see? And Mom and I were settling down for a long winter's nap. She in her black denim kerchief and I in my motorcycle cap, see? And there arose these here hooves on the roofs, hoofs on the roof. I tell you what it was more like a clatter up there. You got the picture?
But Uncle Stan, do it from the start like 'twas the night before.
Okay, okay. Close your eyes, huh? 'Twas the night before, the night before...
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, the children were snestled all snug in their beds. Well, they weren't exactly snestled, you know. They were, I tell you, I had these here visions of, you know, like sweet plums.
Sugar plums.
Look, just close your eyes, huh?
Okay, Uncle Stan, but when does the Santa Claus part come?
I'm coming to it. I get the picture, huh? Remember when I told you about that there rough, what there arose out such a clatter of on there? Remember?
Yes.
Well, that clatter come from this little bitty sleigh, what was fastened like to these eight tiny deers, what had the deer feet, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, this sleigh was drove by a guy what had whiskers, kind of like Mitch Miller, only white. You dig?
I dig.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks, Well, what he had was this here jelly belly. I mean, he was pretty funny, but with that ho, ho, ho and all, and I had a laugh like in spite of myself, you know?
But Uncle Stan...
Close your eyes, huh?
But the reindeer, you forgot where St. Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Oh, okay, well, I'm coming to that. Get the picture, huh? You ready for the name?
Yes, yes.
Sure you're snestled in your bed?
I'm snestled.
Okay, here they come, boy. Now, Dasher. How was his name, see? Now Dasher. Now Dancer. Now Prancer. Now Marilyn. Now Gina.
Hold it.
Now Lola.
Hold it.
Brigida.
Uncle Stan.
Them are dear names.
It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Close your eyes, huh? Remember that jelly belly fella I told you about was steering the deers?
Yes.
Well, he came sliding to his hair fireplace, spread a bunch of toys around, and took off, you know? And, as he silly wanted against the moon there, he looked over his shoulder and he hollered a darling ad lib, which escapes me for the moment.
Uncle Stan's asleep, but what St. Nick really said was, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Okay, they get the picture.
We have no chimney in our house, which all us kids regret.
So on Christmas Eve, we hang our socks on the television set.
I wish we had a fireplace like other little boys, 'cause I'm worried how Santa will bring us all our toys.
Up on the housetop, dear, oh dear, Santa will be confused, I fear. Clumping around with his heavy sleigh, where is the chimney, he will say. Clump, 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 what'll we do? What'll we do if he falls right through? Down to the rooftop he might fall. Down will come Santa, reindeer and
sleigh bells, toys and gumdrops,
apples, baseballs, clothesline, pigeon coops,
TV antennas, air raid sirens,
and all.
Oh, this is Santa Claus, boys and girls, and I'm going to tell you just what will happen the night before Christmas. It'll be a mighty cold night up there in the North Pole, just like last year. I've been busy all along with Mrs. Claus and my little helpers, reading your letters and getting all the toys ready that you've asked for. There are always the last few late letters. Ah, here's one from little Mark. He wants a choo-choo train. Woo! 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 Oh, and here's a letter from little Mary. She wants a puppy dog. Arr, 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 arr. Ah, Bob and Ray, they want a jet plane. Oh, ho, ho, and here's a set of drums for Gary. Ah, but it's getting late, and there's a long journey ahead. So I'll dress warmly, fill my bag with toys, say goodbye to Mrs. Claus and all my little helpers, Feet Dancer and Feet Prancer, check the runners on my sleigh, and off I go! Into the air, over the rooftop, until I see the first house. There it is, closer, 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 until I reach the roof. Leaving the sleigh and the reindeers outside, down the chimney I go. Very quietly and quickly, I'll fill the stockings over the fireplace. Leave presents under the Christmas trees, and there's just time for a bite of food that you so kindly left for me. Mmm, so good. The time is flying, so back up the chimney, into the sleigh, to continue the journey. Down one side of the street, down the other side of the street, up and down chimneys all night long, filling stockings and spreading presents underneath the Christmas trees. I'm eating and eating and eating and eating and getting fatter and fatter. But don't worry, children. As fat as I am, I'll never get stuck in your chimney. No, sir. But I'll do my best to leave all the things you asked for, because you've been oh so good all year long. Then at the first crack of dawn, my bag will be empty. And I'll head back to the North Pole, over the rooftops, high in the sky, traveling oh so high, so far and far away, so nobody can see me. This is Santa Claus. Giddy up, Dancer. Giddy up, Prancer. Oh, way. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. This is Santa Claus.
Happy birthday, Jesus. First, I'd like to start off with an apology for the millions and millions of us around the world who carry your name, Christian. So many times, name only, never service, never anything but name. And second, I'd like to say how sorry I am to see what we've done with the beautiful world your father created. We've polluted the air. We've poisoned the streams. We've cut down the trees. We've burned the grass. We've killed the animals which he created. We've done everything in our power to take a world of beauty and grandeur, to take a Garden of Eden and turn it into a cesspool, or to turn it into a mechanized place to turn out more product, to make more money. Christmas, what a beautiful name. But it's become so empty. There are many, many people, merchants, businessmen, yea, everyday people, who have taken the Christ out of Christmas and substituted an X. Lord God, forgive us. And on this, your birthday, or at least the 25th of December, that all of our lives we've called your birthday, we're so sorry, Jesus, that it's just become another day to so many people. And to a lot of them, it's a day to get drunk, a day to have an office party. To a lot of men, it's an excuse to run off with somebody else's wife, or, yea, I'm sorry to say, somebody else's husband. We've turned it into a day of getting presents and giving presents and being angry because we gave more in some cases than we got. And in other cases, we gave and we didn't get. It's become so commercialized, it just makes us sick. To think that we take the day when you were born, the most beautiful event and the most historical event of all times, and we've turned it into such an awful mess, and in some cases, worse than that. We buy expensive Christmas trees, and we put gaudy lights and decorations on the tree and on the house. And we've even taken the manger scene and made it so fake and so much of an imitation. We're sorry, Lord. It's not a happy birthday to you. We know that. Because when you look down, you see nothing but disrespect, disregard, and ill repute, and sin, and we're so sorry. But anyhow, as we reflect on this, the season of the year we call Christmas, the very least we can do is to pause for a few moments from our busy and hectic holiday schedule to wish you a happy birthday, Lord Jesus.
It's your Christmas present, darling. Just open it.
But I'm scared.
Just open it.
Santa's watching, Santa's creeping. Now you're nodding, now you're sleeping. Were you good for Mom and Dad? Santa knows if you've been bad. There might be a treat for you in Santa's bag of toys, but Christmas won't be fun and games for naughty girls and boys. Santa's watching, Santa's waiting, everybody's celebrating. Did you do your best this year? Santa's watching, Santa's creeping. Now you're nodding, now you're sleeping. Were you good for Mom and Dad? Santa knows if you've been bad. There might be a treat for you in Santa's bag of toys, but Christmas won't be fun and games for naughty girls and boys. Santa's watching, Santa's waiting, everybody's celebrating. Did you do your best this year?
Bethlehem. Johnny is a little brat. I'm gonna tan his hide.
Well, he darn near ruined our pussycat.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Before the cat could shift her gears, Johnny grabbed Grandma's pink and shears, and he cut her tail off behind her ears.
I'm gonna tan his hide. Oh, he's a getting nothing for Christmas. He's a getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
One night I took him out to dine.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
His table manners weren't so fine.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Mashing taters with his toes, pouring gravy on my clothes, and a shoving string beans up my nose.
I'm gonna tan his hide. Oh, he's getting nothing for Christmas. He's getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
I sat Johnny on my knees.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Well, I told him about the birds and bees.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Soon my brain was in a whirl, and my hair began to curl, 'cause he told me about boys and girls.
I'm gonna tan his hide. So you better be good whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm a warning you.
Johnny boy, if you ain't good, I'm gonna tell Santa Claus you're a midget.
And you'll get nothing for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear neighbor, it's the Smith down the hill. Henry and Linda and the kids Jane and Bill. We hate to complain and to be such a pest, but this holiday season, we have one request. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. She's been dead since last year. She's getting quite gamey with mold on her skin. You killed her last Christmas. That's how long it has been. It's time you bury the missus. It's time you bury the missus. We wish you bury the missus. She's been dead a whole year. We'd wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. Get your life into gear. Forget what she did and forgive the poor soul. Just bury the hatchet and dig her a hole. We don't want to be Patinskis. We don't want to be Patinskis. We don't want to be Patinskis, but we must interfere. It's true, when you killed her, you sure had just cause. She was stuck in the chimney with old Santa Claus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. It's been a long year. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. They've gone way down this year. The last thing on Christmas that folks want to see are remains of your wife on your lawn Christmas tree. We wish you'd bury the missus. We beg you, bury the missus. For God's sakes, bury the missus. We can smell her down here.
Thank you. ho, ho! Oh, this is going to be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride! What fun!
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad, and I'm going to help you dole the loop this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Brixley, Cromit, Cooper, and Switzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I, you know, like ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like, we're really gonna be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's the pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. The bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates for your little girls.
Oh, no, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skates.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play, and, the little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? And the Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm meaning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit, bug the whale, cool a dig, blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho!
For your Christmas morning breakfast, butter a ring mold well and break 6 eggs in the bottom very carefully so that the yolks are not broken. Cover the eggs with 2.5 cups of chopped ham and season lightly with salt and pepper. Add 8 more eggs to the top and season again. Stand the ring mold in a pan of water and cover the top with foil. Bake at 350 degrees for a half an hour or until the eggs are set. Unmold the ring on a platter and fill the center with grilled or sautéed mushrooms. Now serve with hollandaise sauce. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe. Hitch up once again, the one horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad, if he could talk he'd say, you'll be sorry you hitched me to a one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. It ain't fun like it used to be in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I should have worn long underwear in that one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow with the cold wind in our face, I can't hold a horse, he thinks he's in a race. He kicks snow on us, it hits us on the chest. I bet that we're the coldest Swedes in the whole darn Middle West. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. My wife sure hates sleigh bells since she rode that one-horse sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. We're too old for riding in a one-horse open sleigh. Night is awful dark, can't see beyond my nose. I can't blink my eyes, my eyeballs must be froze. I can't hear my wife yell, I can't see her face. I guess I must have lost her when we turned at the Johnson's place. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I nearly caught pneumonia in that one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I wouldn't make brass monkeys ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it. All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops, I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Bouncing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is
It's Radio Mysterios, the Christmas show. In the middle of the show, Rob Sterling of the Conformist Newswire and website called me to say Merry Christmas and accused me of being a CIA agent, which I told him, thank you so much and Merry Christmas. Starting off the set, and plus, while he was doing this, I didn't write down everything I was playing, so if somebody has a question about what I was playing, just call in or message me. A mashup or re-editing of G.W. Bush reading The Night Before Christmas, which was wonderful. Stan Freberg in his version of The Night Before Christmas, read by either a hipster or Hollywood version of a beatnik. I don't know what year that was. Sound like maybe the 60s sometime. The Three Stooges, Down Through the Housetop, and it sounded like not Curly Joe, but God, who was the other guy? There's about eight different Curlies. Joe Besser, I think, might have been that one of the Three Stooges at that point. Sam Ulano with The History of Santa Claus. That guy was nuts. He has an album. I guess he was some kind of weird drummer. He has a whole album of just him drumming and yakking over the drumming, which I will play more of at some point. Major Bill Smith. Happy birthday, Jesus. He sounded very depressed, and plus he couldn't follow his script properly, which made it even better. Mojo Chronic did a mashup called Yuletide Zeppelin. She Daisy, Scary Christmas. Song from Silent Night, Deadly Night, Santa's Watching. The Squirrels with Peaceful Easy Town of Bethlehem. I don't like either of those songs, but you put them together and it's great. Timmy Christmas did Christmas Fever. That's one of my wife's favorite songs. She'll sing it during the Christmas season. Homer and Jethro, Nothing for Christmas. Jack Wohl, W-A-H-L, We Wish You'd Bury the Misses. The Jingle Cats, which apparently Adam Gorightly's wife hated, Deck the Halls. Jeff St. Pierre and his Rubber Band Orchestra did Rubber Clauses Coming to Town. Jim Backus, I Was a Teenage Reindeer. Milton DeLug did Hooray for Santa Claus. From the Santa Claus Clunkers, The Martians soundtrack. Katie's Kitchen, something called Katie's Kitchen, telling you how to make a holiday ring mold. Then I think I didn't write down a couple of songs. Somebody'd probably call up and yell at me or tell me what I played or ask what I played. It was that thing. Well, if I find it on the listening back to the recording, I will include it in the write-up. I recorded that live a couple of years ago at a concert doing their cover of Jingle Bells. The band X, you know, the L.A. band. Yogi Jorgensen. I forgot the guy's real name. He did a whole bunch of records under the Yogi Jorgensen name. Jingle Bells. And then Rusty Chevrolet done to the tune of Jingle Bells. We'll go into the second hour of the wacky, crazy, annoying post-apocalyptic Christmas show on Radio Mysterioso. Oh, something's playing right now. With something guaranteed to make Adam Gorightly lose his lunch and tune out. It's Tiny Tim.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Yeah.
On the 13th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 13 rings of power, embracing strength that never ends. 12 signs of the zodiac that rule the future and transcend. 11 candles floating, their scent of mystery in the air. 10 telling tea leaves that swirl with secrets yet to share. On the 9th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 9 magic crystals that sparkle with a force that is pure. 8 balls of knowledge that answer with a truth that is sure. 7 pearls of wisdom to keep my love bewitched to me. 6 mystic mirrors reflecting futures yet to be. On the 5th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 5 lucky charms to understand the right from wrong. 4 wheels of fortune to spin their rich and golden song. 3 lifelines extending help to those in need. 2 passion potions that love and romance may succeed. On the 1st day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me a star, a brilliant star for my fortune card tree.
Let's all sing together and make the mood merry with a carol of bells that are frightfully scary.
Crashing through the night with a horrid mangling sound, clang each heart with fright, terrorize the town. Bells from belfries ring, making spirits rise. The freaky tones like voices moan throughout the midnight skies. Scary bells, scary bells, ring your ghostly call. Oh, what fun it is to scream and terrorize us all. Scary bells, with your magic sound. When you toll the spirits, roll them 6 feet underground. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride to see the mansion sights, to see what was inside. My horse began to rear, the scary bells did clang. I fell into an open grave, to cheer myself I sang. Scary bells, ring your ghostly call. Oh, what fun it is to scream and terrorize us all. Scary bells, with your manic sound. When you toll the spirits, roll from 6 feet underground. When you toll the spirits, roll from 6 feet underground.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire, chestnuts nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung like Eskimos. Everybody knows tiny thistles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. And every mother's child is gonna sleigh, every reindeer on his way, and so I'm offering this simple phrase, kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, means so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree. Silver and gold, silver and so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Yeah. When Jesus died for man's sins, he even died for Manson's. But please don't think I'm trying to turn your feelings toward this murderer. There's a girl in a cell who knew the killer too well. And even though she's bound for hell, her tiny voice sings jingle bells. Even Squeaky From loves Christmas. Even Squeaky celebrates a special day. Though the prison guard said nay to new Beatle disc to play, even Squeaky From loves Christmas. There's not much left of her mind, her memories are festive. The family would never starve, but fought over who got to carve. There was always pig to pick apart, and really good blood pudding. Acid-tainted pumpkin pie, and angels we have heard while high. Even Squeaky From loves Christmas. Even Squeaky likes the sound of ho, ho, ho. There's no tree or mistletoe, but a note from Geraldo. Even Squeaky From loves Christmas. There's a calmness in the air, a quiet in the big house. Every inmate's on her cot, showered, fed, and quite deloused. Christmas Day's coming gone, and Squeaky's sleeping easy. But on December 26th, it's right back down. Even Squeaky From loves Christmas. Even Squeaky tries her best to celebrate. I'm afraid this song may grate on the friends of Sharon Tate. But even Squeaky From loves Christmas.
Beaming faces everywhere, Happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah. Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say hooey and bah humbug.
Santa Claus brings joy. Every girl and
boy. Every girl and boy.
And Santa told me I'm in luck.
Luck.
Even though I'm just a duck.
Even though I'm just a duck.
Fishes. Bunnies and pollywogs.
Bunnies and pollywogs.
All have Christmas wishes.
All have Christmas wishes.
Even a poor little
young rotten baby loves to find presents on the long great Christmas night.
Oh, wow. Here's a version of Hooray for Santa Claus. I already played one, but I like this one. It's by an Italian artist called Signor Tonto. It's a electronica version.
We want Santa Claus on Mars.
Under the
This is a good time of the year to thank all of you at your station for your interest in presenting the Boris Karloff program. It's a real pleasure to work with you all, and I appreciate your cooperation very much indeed. May I also wish you and yours a most merry Christmas and a prosperous and a happy new year.
We're going to play a hiding and finding game with the music. Now, this is what we do. We pretend that you've got some balls, and I'm going to hide them. They might be hidden high up near the ceiling. Or they might be hidden low down on the floor. You don't know where I'm going to hide your balls, but the music will tell you. Now, first of all, shut your eyes while I hide them. Yes, shut your eyes. Now, open your eyes. And dance lightly about, looking everywhere for your ball. The music's going to tell you where your balls are. They may be high up, so that you have to stretch and jump up for them. Or they may be low down, so that you have to pick them up off the floor. Listen. Well, were your balls high up or low down? They were high up. And I hope you've all jumped up and got them. Now, dance round and toss them in the air and play with them. Now I'm going to hide the balls again. Shut your eyes. Now open them. And run lightly round, looking everywhere for your balls. Going to find them, and the music will tell you where they are. Listen. Have you found them? Where were they? Yes, this time they were low down on the floor. Now dance and play with them again.
For Christmas is nothing to what I could give you. I will give you loving, even if you don't know nothing, I will give it to you.
what you could give me for Christmas is nothing to what I could give you. I will give you loving, even if you don't know nothing, I will give it to you.
This is your music, news, and weather station, bringing you the best in Christmas music on this beautiful Christmas Eve.
Look outside, the snow is falling, what a sight to see. Daddy will be coming home as happy as can be. He'll be walking through the door 9:10. 'Cause the bus he takes each night is always right on time. It's gonna be a very merry Christmas with all the children.
We're sorry to interrupt this program, but a bulletin has just been handed me. There's been a serious accident involving the number 5 bus out of New Haven. The only information we have is that the bus skidded on a patch of ice and slammed into a tree. Stay tuned to this station for further details.
Mommy, isn't that the bus Daddy rides each night?
Put your mind at ease, my children, everything's all right. Everyone, don't get excited, things will be okay. Nothing bad is gonna happen on this Christmas Day. It's gonna be a very merry Christmas with all the children by the Christmas tree. It's gonna
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed the latest report involving bus number 5 out of New Haven. And from all indications, we're sorry to report that there were no survivors.
Oh my God, this just can't happen. What am I to do? What have I got left in life to look forward to?
Who will walk me down the aisle on my wedding day? Who is gonna buy me toys and take me out to play?
Daddy! Daddy!
Merry Christmas, everybody! I know it's late, but I missed my bus. Well, don't just stand there. Help me with these presents!
It's gonna be
Daddy.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. Pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacey Green. Thank you.
ski all day. Now how about you? The snow's stopped falling, the powder's dry. Got my long thongs up, getting ready to fly.
Yeah, I should have played that over the back announce. How could I forget this? I almost forgot this. Oh, my God. Absolute classic. It's Radio Mysterioso. It's we're closing in on the end of the Wacky Christmas Special. Here, just to annoy Adam Goretti, we'll play this over the back announce. There we go. It has been the Radio Mysterioso 2012 Wacky Christmas Special. And starting off this little set was Tiny Tim, 1 hour set. Tiny Tim doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Cousins Choir did Keep Christ in Christmas. Then from the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland during Christmas season, they change everything around to Nightmare Before Christmas. Madame Leota, the fortune teller, 13 Days of Christmas. And then music called Scary Bells, which plays somewhere in the ride there if you go. Evolution Control Committee and their edit of Nat King Cole called Christmas Wrong. The Kaisers, Merry Christmas, Loopy Lou, which sounds just like the Beatles. It's wonderful. Reverend Glenn Armstrong, even Squeaky Fromm Loves Christmas. Oscar the Grouch, Carol Spinney, I Hate Christmas. Red Coffee with Ducky Christmas. I don't want any red coffee. Señor Tonto did Hooray for Santa Claus. Boris Karloff telling station owners thank you from probably the 1950s sometime. The Evil British Lady Hiding Your Balls. I don't know what kind of balls they are. I would assume they were off a Christmas tree. Mae West. Frightening Mae West with Santa Come Up and See Me Sometime. Linda Bennett did something called Old Fashioned Christmas with the happy ending there after supposedly some guy was killed on a bus. Sounds like an old Jewish guy coming home at the end. The Ventures with Snowflakes. Bob Rivers walking around in women's underwear. April March and the Los Cincos with the Winter Cave. Tony Stante did Donde Está Santa Claus. I can't even read. Oh, the Alpines, produced by Kim Fowley, the wonderful holiday classic Shush Boomer, at least the ski season classic. Tony De La Rosa with his version of Auld Lang Syne, and then the Singing Dogs with Jingle Bells, the absolute classic for a Wacky Christmas. And I believe, am I going anywhere next weekend? I should be back for the show next week. I don't have anybody on yet. Maybe I can bring Bob Emmenegger back. Rob Sterling called while we were doing the show. He's going to be on the 20th. And I told him he's going to probably take over the show because I'm not up on the current events like he is. Hi, Bob. And let's see. How about, Petty Buka. Let's just end with Petty Buka. And then we will let Bob on here with at the show. Christmas Island or Melikalimaka? I think Melikalimaka is better. See you next week. Kalikimaka. Sorry. Merry Christmas.